This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Generation Fusion. I'm your host, Mum, with your co-host, me.
Wow, are you doing a solo show today?
Yep.
Okay, take it away. I'll just sit over here and listen.
No, you're a voice in my head. You're part of this as well.
Oh. Hey, I'm Amanda, and I'm Andrew's mum, and I'm his co-host. And as he's rightly said, he's the host of the show, and he's Andrew. Great to be back here again, and we have got
another... They don't put my face on the poster for nothing.
I know. We're back with another session.
Yes.
Thank you for being with us again today.
If I've calculated correctly, this episode will come out about April, I think.
Yes, and you never know, because we might have some updates from Andrew in between time. So, yes, we are doing a few of our episodes.
It's still January, people. It's the 30th of January.
So that you don't miss out on anything while Andrew's off to university. And, you know, we might...
Because we don't want to can the show. We'll make too much money off of it. That's a joke, because we don't.
We know. But making sure that we've got content for you guys while Andrew's fluffing around in Wellington on his we didn't want to do this remotely.
No, because I tried doing that with Hannah for TeamSpeak over COVID, and we only did one episode. And
We did one episode together.
During COVID for Generation Fusion.
It was so hard.
Yeah.
Because even though we were sitting side by side, weren't we?
Yeah.
And it's hard to hold a conversation when you're sitting side by side and not looking at each other.
It was at home, and because my room was the only room with the microphones, I was also at my computer, which is distracting.
And we just had to go, well, we hope it works out.
Yeah.
But we decided...
Luckily, I think it was that we could say we just will take a quick break.
Yes.
So I don't think we did many more episodes during lockdown. But it wasn't a very long lockdown. It was like 3-4 weeks at max.
Yes, when we hit that patch of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, a lot of it was our tapu was closed, but we weren't in lockdown.
No, we were able to come into the studio.
Yeah.
As long as we followed certain rules.
And sanitised and stuff.
Yes, because we weren't actually coming into contact with people.
No.
Yeah. So that was a side story and a half, wasn't it, Andrew?
Yeah, what are we talking about today?
We're talking
Minecraft.
We're having a little Minecraft episode. So
that does tie into lockdown. That's some of the greatest memories of my life during lockdown playing Minecraft.
Yeah, well, recently...
It's when I learned how to host Minecraft servers.
Oh, there you go. Well, recently Andrew has set up for me my very own gaming PC.
Epic gaming setup. Well, it's a laptop. But that's just temporary until we get Ethernet in the house, because I have a PC for you, Mum, just it doesn't have a Wi-Fi card.
So those of you who don't know, I'm a big gamer. I do like gaming, but I have had to put it on the back burner for a wee while. But
no, you haven't. You play Fortnite almost every week.
Well, yeah, I play Fortnite on the Xbox. But not to the same degree that I used to before I had children. And... I do miss it. And with you going off to university, I think I might be...
Well, we're going to have to do like a weekly game of Fortnite, because Stephen's going to miss me, so...
Yes, and we will be able to do a bit of Minecrafting, I'm picking.
Yeah, set up a Minecraft server.
Yeah. So Andrew very kindly did a bit of a setup for me. We've got it so that I can, if I need... Because I've now got a place where I can actually do my work as well.
Yeah.
But... I don't have the two devices together.
No.
I keep them separate, a work device separate to my home
device.
But
if you did want to plug the keyboard and monitor and stuff in, you could.
I could. But I actually quite like having that change.
Separation.
It's like a break. So, and it's very easy just to bring my schoolwork laptop and position it and then just move it away.
Yeah.
But Andrew's very kindly set everything up for me.
I find it interesting you put the coaster almost out of reach.
Well, because you're not supposed to have food and stuff around. And I put it over there because it's like a break. I reach out. It's like a physical break.
So you're calling for help every time you grab a coffee to get out of this hell that is playing video games.
No, it's more of a making sure I'm actually actively moving.
Oh, you know what that's called?
What?
About every 30 minutes to an hour, I just get up and come talk to you.
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't move. No. I was on 3 hours I don't move.
Yeah, I can't. I have to get up at least an hour every hour.
See, I don't notice time moving.
No, you spent 3 hours playing Minecraft.
I know. So Andrew very kindly did the setup for me.
I changed your door handle while you were playing Minecraft.
I never noticed. And so it's loaded Fortnite on for me and Minecraft. But the session
and a really cool dragon wallpaper.
And a really cool dragon wallpaper. But this session we want to talk about is Minecraft. Yes. Because this is probably the first time in a
ever mum's played Java Minecraft.
I've played Java. I used to play Minecraft a lot with you and Stephen when you must have been about 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Would have been about 8 or 9. And I played a lot then. But I guess in the last 5 or 6 years I've just paused.
Because I've been doing a radio show, Mum.
Well, no, actually, it was more around the fact that I didn't have. I find it easier playing Minecraft on a PC.
Really?
I do, and yet there's
why? Because you use a controller on both.
I know there, in theory, is no difference, but actually, I'm far happier sitting at that desk playing Minecraft than I am playing
in the living room.
In the living room,
probably because you've got a place to rest your arms and stuff. And
yeah, I just think
I find that as well.
I think it's more the fact that the living room is the living room, but I've actually got a gaming setup which makes it.
You've got two monitors.
It makes it just feel so different. It actually feels, yeah. So I haven't had that for quite some time. So. Yeah, so Andrew set me up Minecraft, and it is so different going on. Even loading it on, it was different to what I was used to. And the first time I went on without Andrew's being presence in the room, I turned it on, and it's not even the Minecraft emblem that you click to get on. It's some other.
Mum has a Minecraft mod loader installed on her computer and not the actual Minecraft launcher.
That's
true. Because that's the only way Mum would play Minecraft is if I downloaded a controller mod, because she doesn't want to use WASD.
That's right. And so I found it and I was like, what are all these things? But it said, if you want to just go straight on to your last project.
You can click play on a world instead of having to open Minecraft.
Well, it just said, do you want to go and do the last? And I was like, yeah, sure, let's just do the last thing. So that's what I went on to. And it even has, I mean, because I haven't even played Minecraft on, I did a bit over Christmas.
Yeah.
And I noticed some differences, but I
didn't, it feels different.
I wasn't very motivated, but this time I sat down.
Have you noticed that? It looks the same, but it feels different.
It has a whole.
Do you know why that is?
Why?
Because the version you're playing is coded in Java, whereas Bedrock Edition on the Minecraft is coded in C++.
Right.
So they're actually completely different games. The only things that they share are the textures.
Well, it does feel different, and I actually got into it a lot quicker.
It doesn't feel, even though it's on a controller, it doesn't feel as clunky.
No, and I had to re-navigate my way around things. And
like, there's an entire creative mode UI that you've never seen before.
Well, there's so much. I did the classic knock things down when you're trying to build, but I got straight into it. And as Andrew knows, normally I like to play creative.
Yes.
I haven't got time to do any of that. I don't have enough time in my
life. You have 3 hours to play creative mode, but you don't have 3 hours to cut down a tree.
No, I don't. So I just went in and I found a new world, the world that Andrew set me up in. And normally I bamboozle myself and I go and look around and try to find the best place to set up. But I thought, oh, that could be an island. I'm going to go to there. I want a farm. And normally, as Andrew would know, normally I go and first thing I do is dig into a cave and build a house. But this time I went on quite a different angle and I thought, this bit of land is connected to the mainland and I want to make it Not. So I got the, and as you remember, in one of our ones we talked about how Stephen used to use dynamite.
TNT.
Well, I've never used it.
Dynamite and TNT are actually completely different.
Oh, well, the TNT.
Dynamite goes into making TNT.
And I had to remember how to make it blow up because hitting it just makes it go away.
Have you watched the Minecraft movie, Flint and Steel?
I know, but I forgot the words.
And Flint and Steel.
I was like, what are the words? Surely a match would make it go.
Match.
And I was like, no, lantern, a fire.
Well, yes, that would work. But
I, in the end, I remembered Flint. And then it said, do you want a recipe for making Flint and Steel? Or do you want a Flint and Steel? And I just said, just give me that.
Flint and Steel.
And so then I learned about blowing up. And it's unpredictable a little bit.
Yeah, that's why I hated it.
Because, but that's what gave, in the end, me my result. I was happy with
the natural look.
It gave it a natural look. So I blew up all of this area. And it was just all these deep holes which had no water in them. Because in my head, and I know Minecraft doesn't do this, but in my head, I felt the water should just gone in.
There's a mod for that.
I'm sure.
It's called the physics mod. Yep. It gives you water physics.
So I'm looking there going,
it's a massive pain, though.
Oh, well, I think a lot of those are. And I was looking at it thinking, I have to go now with my little bucket of water. And I had to wrap my brain around what Dan TDM.
Mum's Lord and Saviour.
That's right. I love Dan
TDM.
Right
up there with God himself.
No.
Besides Stampy.
No. And it took me ages filling it back in with water. But I did remember that water is just another block.
Yes. There was a secret that's not a secret, you just have to work it out, that I told you, is you just put a layer just below the first level of water. So you can put the water bucket on that.
Yeah.
And then when you break that, the water will just flow down.
Yeah, well, I didn't. So I did all of this, and then I went around because I didn't like the little, I like the smooth water. The smooth water. And I just had a lovely time just doing that. And then I thought, well, now I need a bridge.
Yes.
And so Andrew goes, and as he was wandering past, he goes, oh, you could do a suspension bridge. And I was like, I don't know how to do a suspension bridge. I'm just going to do a nice stone bridge.
You technically made a suspension bridge.
I know, unintentionally, because I started off building a stone bridge. And then I thought, this needs some chains or something to stop things falling off or just to make it enclosed. So then I put the chains, which then, yeah. And you, I think you came along at that point and you sat down and you did a little bit of
That was after band, by the way.
After band. And you said, I want to see what you've been up to after I'd spent 3 hours on it. And you went in and I think it's that little bit of extra knowledge which took my bridge from looking like a clunky square. I was very happy with it, but you actually, there were the finishing details.
Yeah.
And I'd put the lanterns, but I hadn't thought about, you put the lanterns underneath, which I was like, yes, that's really good.
I used slab and stairs to give it, I used the stairs to give it kind of like an archway under the bridge.
Yes. And yeah, and so you did little things that I learned watching.
I made sure that I'm not making your build mine. I'm just adding to what your build would be if you knew a bit more.
Yes, and I learned from watching you do that. And I was like, because your knowledge of what you can use.
It's like when I pick out your clothes, it's what looks nice. Put a slab here, put some stone here.
And so I carried on and I thought, I'm going to carry this road and I'm going to go down here and we'll go around. And then I was digging up some and there was a pool of water down the bottom and I thought, we can't hide that natural feature. I'll turn it into a...
This is a house flipper or something.
I was like, you're driving a lot. Because then I got into... And for someone who does, I have a very active imagination.
For someone who...
doesn't have a visual memory. And it's really weird how it happens, because all of a sudden a story sort of starts to tell, and it's that internal voice that's talking, and, you know, I don't have a visual picture of what I'm doing.
Your imagination is, wouldn't it be cool if...
Yes, exactly. Wouldn't it be cool if...
Whereas I see it as, wouldn't it be cool if, and then my brain shows me what it would be cool if.
And mine is, wouldn't it be cool if, and then I do it. And I'm like, yes, it does look cool, because I never saw it before. And, it just happens. It's quite magical how it happens.
Which makes sense, because I have the ability to imagine something and then just go and do it.
Yes.
Whereas I say, Mum, just think about it and then go do it.
I can't think about it. No. I just have to be doing it.
That's why I can make levels and stuff from my imagination, is because I've already basically built it in my imagination.
Well, I actually strongly believe that behind my conscious, there's a subconscious that does image and it does have visual.
It's probably like, you know, I'm going to sound nerdy, but there are two types of programming languages. There's compiled and interpreted. A compiled language is just completely compiled into binary, into machine code, whereas an interpreted language is being translated.
Right.
And so what I think you're doing is you've got Python running in the front end, but you've got C++ working in the back end.
Yes, and
they don't have an API bridge to talk to each other.
No.
But they do. It's just not a very secure one.
Well, there's a bridge.
It's just not built out.
Well,
you've got some API endpoints to send information, but you can't access the API.
No, and it always catches me by surprise.
You're missing the API endpoint for imaging.
Yes. It's almost like are two separate parts of the brain working. They're actually working with each other, but nobody's actually telling me about it.
It's converting the image into text and sending it over a Morse code machine.
Yes, exactly. So I'm always surprised at some of these things. And I go, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Mum, stop fiddling with your knobs.
Well, I was losing you. But I wasn't doing any thinking. So, and then it was lovely. Once I start creating something, I've got a visual picture then, so then I can add to it. And I can get frustrated because it doesn't always turn out how I want it, so I just destroy as I go, which I suppose you don't, because you've already got what you want.
Some things don't convert over, because my brain doesn't work on a block-based grid system.
Oh, doesn't it?
So sometimes the blocks in my head are a bit too big. So some things don't exactly match up. It's like how your bridge is actually an uneven number of blocks.
Yeah.
So it doesn't perfectly mirror on both sides.
No, it doesn't.
In your head, it probably would. You were building it too.
Yes.
But it just didn't, because that's not how it converts into Minecraft.
No. But the interesting thing was that I made sure that the width of it, the bridge, was identical, and the length of it. The thing I didn't factor into it was that the bridge goes down into the ground, which is what you were doing. For me, you had obviously visualised what the bridge would look like under the water. Now, for me,
I imagined it like the London Bridge from Victorian times. You've got half the bridge is missing if you don't do the underside.
Yes, but I would never have thought of doing that, because once you get to the water, or once you've got to the bottom, well, that's it. And so it's like, but I also think that's probably a design thing for me as
You're functional. I'm pretty.
Yeah, well, that's right. And it's like, oh, yeah, I didn't think about continuing the bridge under the water.
I'm functionally pretty.
You are.
I know.
But I did this little pond. And I was really, and I did some really cool things, like the glowworms.
Glow squid?
No, the, what do they call them?
Glow flies?
Yes, bushes. The glow. Fireflies. Yeah, the bushes. And I was like, oh, yeah, these are different. And I planted them around. But you don't see it until nighttime. The fireflies leave the bushes and
fun fact, fly around.
Fireflies
were actually planned to be added to Minecraft 5 years ago.
Yes.
But they were only done recently.
Yes, I know that, because Dandy DM was talking about them many years ago.
Because one thing that people pointed out is in Minecraft that the frogs ate the fireflies, but in real life, fireflies are poisonous to frogs.
Oh, I didn't know.
So instead of, you know, Mojang just making it so frogs don't eat fireflies, they just decided to remove the fireflies entirely.
Oh.
Until people were like, no, we didn't ask for that. We just said that fireflies and that frogs in real life, this is Minecraft, not real life,
yep,
don't eat fireflies. And if they do, they get sick.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't have thought about that either. And so I filled up my little pond with fish, and my little fish disappeared. And as I said to you, you came along at that point, and I was like, my fish, they've all gone. And then we went down and discovered that
it goes to a cavern.
It goes to a cavern, which then goes to the ocean. So I'm going to have to block that off if I want the fish to swim around. So I didn't even think about half of that stuff.
Yeah, well, seems like you've been having a great time.
Well, I have, but and that's the whole thing too. As you said, I spent 3 hours on that part, and I was not conscious of time.
One thing, I gave you this setup because I kind of hoped that you would go and play other games as well. Like maybe you'd play the new Doom games or the new Wolfenstein games.
Well, you downloaded those other games for me, but I was like, but I would like to go and do Wolfenstein and Doom.
But I think the thing is, because last time when I downloaded those games, they were on like a handheld gaming console that was a controller.
Yes.
Whereas I think those games in your head are associated with keyboard and mouse, and because the controls are the same.
Yeah.
So I think you might deal with keyboard for those games better.
Yeah. Well, I just have to go and find them. I haven't actually really explored.
You've got some of them in Steam.
I haven't really explored.
You only own 3 games on Steam.
Well, as I said, I haven't really explored anything. I've only gone on and played Minecraft. You said to me, have I played Fortnite? And I'm like, no, I've only done Minecraft.
Well, also, another one of the main reasons why I gave that for you was Fortnite.
Yeah, I haven't even played Fortnite.
No,
I've got into Minecraft and I've been Minecrafting.
And your logic is, my logic is, Mum, you have an Xbox controller you really like. Just bring it over here and use it on the computer. Like you're like, nah, what if I want to play the Xbox? And I'm like, why would you play the Xbox? You have a computer now. You're like, oh, well, I might want to use the Xbox to play with Steven. And I'm like, you have a computer to play Fortnite with Steven.
I know, but I don't like.
It's the exact same account.
Yeah, but I don't like moving things. So that controller's with the Xbox, and I want a controller with that PC.
Then why don't you bring your good controller over here and that white controller, use that on the Xbox?
Well, I don't know.
Well.
But I'm thoroughly enjoying it, and I'd like to say thank you, Andrew.
You know, we might have to get back into reviewing games to do episodes in bulk.
Well, I think what it is that now that Steven's growing up and he's quite happy because I've now moved into my own room. And he's not so reliant on me being there. In the past, he would have interrupted me quite a few times and I would have found it hard to get into something. Whereas I had that 3 hour period on Minecraft and I got up once to do something for him. But
You also made yourself a coffee.
And I made myself a coffee. But in the past, that would have really thrown me off. I wouldn't have been able to go back and do something.
So you're telling me that he just doesn't randomly show up and start telling you his opinion on Roblox?
No, he doesn't.
He only does that to me.
Yeah.
And then if I am focusing on something and I'm not listening to him, he doesn't like throw a book at you?
No, because he doesn't normally come and visit me. Although, since I've had the setup in my room, I've had a phone call from him while I was at band practice, him telling me that he was on my setup and he was quite enjoying it. And
he quite likes his setup.
He quite likes my setup. And then yesterday, you told me that you'd been in my room and Stephen had spent most of the time on my PC, and that when you said you were leaving, he said, but that's why I'm here. So
I think it makes him feel closer to us.
Yeah, I think so too, and I think that's quite nice. So
also, hear me out, maybe he likes actually having a window. Actually having a window with the curtains open.
Yes, I like curtains to be open.
Yeah, I do too. I hate how the curtains in his room are closed all the time.
Yes, and the curtains in your room are closed all the time.
No, they're not. The one right by my computer.
I know.
I push the curtain open. Yes. To let the sun in.
Yes, that's nice. So, yes, but I'm really enjoying getting back into that gaming side. And, again, I think that's something that's come about at a good time because you're going off to university. It'll give me something else to do. I'm going to have quite a busy time because I'm still playing in three bands. But I think it will be a good distraction.
Yes. Something for you to do on Thursdays and Saturdays and Sundays instead of coming to my lesson.
Until we have rehearsals twice a week.
Until we have rehearsals twice a week.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say I love you, but I only love my mum. So sorry, people that are listening to this, I don't love you. I mean, I love you in the way that a host can love his audience, but...
You're not going to say love to you all, peace out, people?
No, I'm not going to say love you. I'm going to say come back next week.
Keep
listening to us, please.
Well, we've certainly kicked off on a high note with our recording this year.
We're recording this in January. For all you know, by the time this episode comes out, we could be contracted with More FM or something.
Oh, yeah, wow. I could have given, because of my demand, I've given up teaching and I've become a full-time radio show host.
And I dropped out of university to get paid $50,000 a year to come into work at 3 in the morning and work till 8 at night.
That's right.
Doing the radio.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, if you enjoyed this episode, you can go listen to others on Spotify. You can search up Generation Fusion. Or you can go to npr.nz/shows/fusion. You can also get some behind-the-scenes content by going to Facebook and searching up Generation Fusion. Or you can go to Instagram and search up Generation Fusion. Also, if you'd like to get some behind-the-scenes content, you can go to givealittle.co.nz/org/NPR and donate as little or as much as you feel like. Thank you all for listening. We will see you all next time. Bye.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.